as it dawned the morning, there were thunders and lightning. A big cloud settled on the mountain. The people trembled as they heard the voice of Elohim's own words. The sound of a ram's horn blasting. You shall be a kingdom of priests.
Shalom Aleichem, Mitch Bacot, Todd Dammer here with Paradigm Shift, and thank you again for joining us today. And as always, we want to give all glory, thanksgiving, praise, and worship, and everything in of ourselves to our Father of our forefathers, Yahweh Elohim, who sits in the heaven of heavens with our King, Yeshua HaMashiach, sitting at his right hand, waiting for his enemies, our enemies, to be made his footstool.
Hallelujah. Hene el Yeshuahi efkad, velo efkad. Kiuzi vezimratya, vehi lirishua. Behold, Yah is my salvation, I shall trust and not fear. For Yah is my might and my praise, Yahuwah, and he was a salvation for me. That's what we need. We need salvation, Mishpacha. There is really, really bad things.
Evil is working in our midst on a daily basis and out in the open. Good is turned into evil and evil is turned into good because of our hate, our abused hearts that are being turned into hating hearts of our own, of the image that Yah created us as. We hate our parents. We hate ourselves. We hate those that have abused us. And then Satan's church is sitting there with open arms.
In all its glory.
In all its glory. On the Grammys and in the Super Bowl, the Super Abomination Bowl, and the gods and goddess, Greek goddess Olympics at this time and season of Imbolc. Just sitting there, scooping your children up and the peoples of the earth, the adults of the earth, into the church of Satan.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And so we're going to cover again real quick this petition, this cry for freedom that we're going to be doing on first day this week, on February 2-2, the day of the Super Bowl and of Imbolc. What the petition is, it has two parts. Really, it's a cry to wake up our people who are enslaved and don't even understand that they are slaves. The second part is for those who are awake and who are bearing the heavy burden, that he would let us go, that he would free us, to not have to bear the burdens and the sins of this people any longer, the atrocities that are being done in our midst. And there is no greater proof that this is Abba's call to do this petition than what just got presented to the public in the Grammy ceremony, which was sex, Beyonce's...
Satanic sex ritual magic.
Right, so Beyonce ceremony. Did the sex, the Katy Perry did the witchcraft, and sex. Then the abomination of what Madonna Tyler and Swift, Queen Latifah sex. Did with 33 gay and straight couples getting married in a church-like atmosphere, and then they declared that God is dead by awarding Black Sabbath
one of their gong awards from their satanic bells that ring down from the kings and priests, sorcerer kings and priests that are satanic, child sacrificing, human abusing, Satan worshipers. They are the Windsors and Rothschilds that rule this planet. They are the ones who give the titles to the corporate billionaires on this planet and raise them up to enslave you, like with Bill Gates and his Blackwater and his robotic technology he's bought just recently.
So the Grammys is a...
His vaccine companies that he's bought recently, and speaking the words that his intention is to reduce global population. That's why they spread these vaccines, and they're preparing robots to even deliver them to you.
To make sure you get them. So
that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Progression in size, a building to the climactic end, to the birth of their children. This is a sex magic ritual. It's impregnating the populace. And then we will go to an even larger venue, the Super Bowl, and then the largest venue after that is the Olympics.
It's the triune, as in their Bridget worshiping, the triune godhead of paganity. It comes out of ancient paganism of a triune godhead of what they have taught us is the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost by veneering their paganism in universal Catholicism, which is Christianity and Judaism today as well.
That's right. And so,
and Islam, and Buddhism, and Taoism.
We have this city of America, the United States, the United Satanic Assembly, USA, United Satanic Assembly. The Church of Satan has come out right in front of everyone, just like we have repeatedly told you would happen in Alice Bailey's externalization of the occult, of the hierarchy, where she says there's going to be a time when the satanic plan for humankind would not be the property of a few initiates, but would be promoted openly. She was an occultist, and this is exactly what we're witnessing before our eyes. The satanic church has come out.
And a good example of that, and why are children being lured over to the satanic church of the Grammys and the music industry, which is the priest. The music industry is the priests and priestesses of the satanic sorcerer kings. They are controlled and told what to write and say and do and sing. They're given their power and their authority and their great wealth. And so are the gods and goddesses which are above them, from Hollywood to Hollywood, the source of all witchcraft and sorcery that's being promulgated on this planet by the satanic sorcerer kings.
Yep.
and their BBC-controlled, Rothschild-owned AP and Reuters, almost total entire media network, owner media network across the entire globe.
So today is the last day of the discovery process before we go into the courts. Friday,
we will be
reading the petition to you in the procession, and we have a list of emails going right now that we'll be sending that stuff out to. So today's the last portion of discovery before we're actually going
why
to
we're
enter
doing
into
this.
These courts.
What the abominations were coming against, the priests of Baal and all their glory coming out, and you are being prompted into, your children are being sucked in it because you're in, for example, Christianity light, you're in Judaism light, and that you wonder why the rocking and popping is going on in your satanic churches, your mega churches around the world. Well, take a look at the stage that was at the Grammys. They're the ones who are sucking your children up in hatred, heart pain, injured abuse. We hate our own images, so therefore, all those people on that stage, that whole ceremony there is a whole stage of hate and pain and abuse.
That's right.
When I got to reading about this morning, it just the conviction and the heart pain of reading and watching the people in their faces and examining them and their souls and their spirits, looking in their eyes, it literally made me so sick to my stomach, I began to throw up. I had to grab a bucket over here. And I'm laughing about it now, but it was completely
heart-wrenching,
and debilitating, and sickening, and disgusting. Because they teach you that if you go into that way of homosexuality, sorcery,
bisexuality, pedophilia.
Do as thou wilt. Pedophilia. Do your adultery. Do your fornication. The reason why all this is coming fruit from our sons and daughters is because that's what's going on in these satanic mega churches. Every person, most people that are going to those churches will be allured to that message and being tickled by their ears by that message of Jesus. You can just come on in. You can do whatever you want. Do as thou wilt. It has been connivingly and very subtly over the centuries turned into what we have today. So you are because you gather together in like sins. So what's in those mega churches is all of the sins of the book and
it's
all the sins
that
are being produced in the overall culture that you are seeing dominate you and have taken over your nation and all the nations of the world today. It is the New World Order religion of Satanism, period.
So this petition is about every time a city is about to be destroyed because of the evil and wickedness being done in the midst of it.
Simon
That's
Gomorrah.
What this petition is crying out for. We can see it. We can feel it. We absolutely
it
know
Gomorrah.
It is going on. Yes.
Well, this
and it's about
is
to be destroyed.
And the
That's
world
right.
is becoming.
And we're calling for our people who have the proper heart to serve Yah, that he would wake them up to their slavery and he would pull them out and he would let us go. We don't want to be partakers of the judgments that are about to fall, just like when Babylon came on in and marched right into Jerusalem.
And they the proper heart is the love that Yah teaches in disciplining our own hearts and trying to heal others' hearts, not becoming so self-absorbed ourselves because of our heart pain to injuries, where they, by one heartbreak at a time, conquer the entire world. But we come out of it by having more care and concern for others, but we got to clean our hearts out to do that. It's like this,
and thus fulfill the Torah.
And fulfill the Torah. The ceremony that was done there at the Grammys is a ceremony of hate. They're tricked into believing living because of their broken hearts, that it's okay to hate and chop up anyone that would say anything against their and kill them and put them in jail and mute them, like Christians or anyone from the book, Jews or Islamists or anyone, really. You know, they will take you down if you speak against, you say, well, you know what, I don't think homosexuality is something that we should be doing because that's just something from the Bible. You say it just that way. But no, now they've got all right and rules to be able to kill you because you represent all of the pains and abuses that have happened to them. And as a result of it, they've now turned into the abusers themselves that abuse them. You know, does that make sense?
Yes. Absolutely. Okay. And the other thing that we really realized today, I don't know about how many of you out there remember, but as a child, I had a little, you know, very strange monkey toy, and it had hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. Do you guys remember that? Well, what kind of corrupt saying is that? We know evil's around us, but we're not supposed to see it, we're not supposed to hear it, we're not supposed to speak it, then we're supposed to allow it to live. Allow it to gestate and be born.
Grow.
We're being told not to, to shine the light on it, not to make sure
evil.
To be aware. That's right.
You can't know from good from evil like that. The scriptures themselves tell us the exact opposite. We are to root out all evil in our midst, root out all sins in our midst. We let no adulterer slide. We let no thief or coveter or murderer or slanderer or pornographer or pedophiliac or sexual abuser or the ones, the victims of that who got abused, because they're the ones who get turned into the haters that will destroy us in the future. That's why the scripture says your sons and daughters will turn against you and kill you, and so will the parents over their sons and daughters because of the detestable hate in their hearts that they have in their own image.
That's right.
And that therefore they end up hating Yah. And this whole ceremony, these three ceremonies that they are prepping the world for, this Imbolc celebration is littered with the chaos number 11 through all of it, and the number 2. Number 2 means total absence from God. And that is what these three ceremonies are determining at this Imbolc season this year.
Which is why
you're in trouble.
We are going before the courts of heaven.
Uh-oh.
And then we are going on your behalf.
Right.
And if you want to sign your name to that petition officially, you can email us and you have to, you know, get it in. We're going to do the ceremony on
just
the first day.
Name.
Send us your name. And, we will add it to the petition if it's something you want to stand against. If you don't want to be part, if you're sickened by what you just saw in the Grammys and you understand
you
just saw.
If you're not.
Yeah, if you're not, you're in a lot of trouble.
Yes,
you're in a lot of trouble. I'm sorry. If you do not, if you're not heart sick at what just
you're
got displayed in front of you at the Grammys and what is coming at the Super Bowl and what is
you're
coming at the Olympics, you are, that's right. But if you have a heart to love Yah, then we're even standing in the gap for you. We're asking him to wake you up to your slavery. We're asking him to make you understand how disgusting and perverted the world is that you live in.
To his glorification of his name and power only. He's the only one that's going to pull us out again.
That's right.
And what we're petitioning on your behalf for is the same thing. What we believe we're at the time at, he made real clear to us in our discovery again this morning. We've been going through heart-wrenching stuff to bring out what is this that he wants us to petition for. It's the same thing when Abraham was having a discussion with Yahuwah Elohim from the heaven of heavens about when and how he will destroy the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham was, he was testing Abraham. He wasn't asking Abraham what to do. He was testing his heart. What kind of heart do you have, Abraham? Do you have a heart for if there is but even just one person left in that Super Bowl or in that New York City or at that Grammys Award ceremony, if there's just but one Abba before you destroy it, please bring them out, even though that they are in delusion like Lot was when he was in Sodom and Gomorrah. The point is that Lot still had a heart, even though he was confused and under the delusion and did not know to walk, how to walk in the heart-healing ways of Yahuwah Elohim any longer. But Abraham did, and that's why his seed has been blessed to the ends of everlasting and be and are as numerous and will be forever as numerous as the sands of the sea. In the direct opposition of this satanic, heart-hating religion of homosexuality, bestiality,
murder.
Do as thou wilt, murder.
Witchcraft.
In your hearts.
Satanism.
And why you call it love,
magic,
why
sorcery.
You call it love, because you're so injured you turn good into evil, and now you will slaughter anyone that says anything against you, but you say you're the most loving people on the planet, and that's the loving way of it's the loving way of Satan.
Okay,
and those people on that stage do, for
here's,
sure.
Here's our email address. so that you can email us either to put your name on the petition or to get the newsletter. I'm going to read from some articles, and I don't want to sit here and have to quote back and forth. So the articles that I'm going to read from are going to be on the newsletter. So if you want to see them, that's the way to get the newsletter. Here's the email address. Try to give you time to get a pen and stuff. PetRanch@dishmail.net or Todd or Tamara at HebrewNation.net. And so we're going to read from a couple of articles from Vigilant Citizen, and then I think the other one is the war, the fight, I can't even remember the other, but I don't remember the name of the other man who wrote this article. It's not on here, but the link will be in the newsletter, okay? And so I just want to read a couple of quotes that are very profound that tell you what's going on here. We agree with the quotes that we're going to read. The music award ceremonies are a celebration of what the Illuminati industry stands for, as their choreographed format offers the industry an opportunity to imprint the collective mind with specific messages and symbolism. We have Beyonce representing Beta Kittens. The words that she sang were filthy. I can't even repeat them on the radio. It's so disgusting what she opened the show with. She actually, her performance was early on in the Grammys. So this is while the children were all still awake, and the parents, they were complaining. They were horrified that their children who actually worship Beyonce are watching her, actually do pornography on air. And others noted that if Miley Cyrus had given the same performance, there's going to be a violent revolution right about now. So why is Beyonce separate? Why is she such a goddess and Miley's been the cursed one? This is all a game they're playing. So Beyonce, she's playing the role of a beta kitten that's programmed to be sexual all the time. It's called beta programming. Look it up. It's mind control. She was televised at the very beginning of the awards. Her performance is yet another instance of an award show that's exposing millions of young minds to over-sexualization.
The doorway to demonic inhabitation.
That's right. And then we have Katy Perry, the witch that came on. The words were that the whole show began with of her performance were, she cast spells from crystal balls, invoking spirits, she puts me in a trance. Then inside a crystal ball, she sings while four horned demon-like figures rise above her, and they have Baphomet-like horns. Then she gets out of the crystal ball and moves around with her backup dancers, remotely controlling them as if they were under her spell. Seeing the performance, we quickly understand that the song's not about love, but about being under occult possession.
The moon goddess, Isis Semiramis.
And it looked like a big full moon, yep. The crystal ball did. And then Katie apparently summons a dark horse.
Diana.
Is it a reference to the dark horse of the apocalypse? This dark horse's musculature and bluish color and glowing red eyes are strikingly similar to another horse seen on this site, Vigilant Citizen, the devil horse of the Denver International Airport.
Satanic,
same horse.
Satanic 50 square mile city that they're going to throw you into, the aerotropolises all over the world once they do the extermination plan, because that judgment that's coming down, it's going to come down on one of these cities one of these days, all the cities on the earth, and Yah is going to, there are lots, get it? Lots of lots out there that we are praying for, as Abraham did, and petitioned Abba for. We are petitioning Abba just as Abraham did for all the lots out there in the world that are lost in this confusion.
He
will bring you out. He will bring you out, and when he does, you're going to be so brokenhearted, you're going to be so willing, and you're going to understand what we are saying. You have to heal the broken hearts and set the captives free, and the only way for you to do that is through other people, and it's not to be found only in and of yourself. You will only go to do as thou wilt and good, and forget what good is and what evil is.
So then she dances around a witch's broom turned stripper pole for a while. To complete the ritual, her backup dancers light up a circle of fire around her. There's fire around her while there's horned figures that are watching over her. The Red Cross is glowing on her, and it's very similar to the Red Cross of the
Phoenix.
Knights Templars. Now, who is the Knights Templar? They are a medieval occult secret society that's considered to be the originator of Freemasonry, the Bavarian Illuminati, and the keepers of the secrets of sex magic as practiced by Crowley's OTO. The Knights Templar were prosecuted due to their alleged worshipping of Baphomet and for practicing of witchcraft. Perry wearing this cross is therefore very fitting. It also represents the occult elite's philosophy as a whole.
They're burned at stakes on Friday the 13th, and all the numerology, they had 9 phallic symbols for the stage that were in occult, were in Catholic, Christian-like church stained glass windows on the back behind that were shaped in a pyramid with 20 little stars coming up from it, and the number 2 means total separation from God. They had 11 steps for the 2 homosexuals to walk up there and get married on. This is the bastardization, the hermaphrodization, the cloning of people on the planet to remove your ability to have any reproduction or any say over your life, so they can have good little gold digging slaves for the rest of whatever life you would have. And of course, it'd be all up to them, because they can just snuff you out with the chip that they're going to put in your brain.
So then the next thing that they did is they promoted Maleficent. Now, I don't know if anybody knows Maleficent, but I know this demon creature well, because my favorite movie used to be Sleeping Beauty from Walt Disney. And when this came out, that Angelina Jolie is portraying Maleficent, and they're making her the star character in a movie, I was absolutely appalled. And then I have talked to you, I've spoken on radio regarding what were Angelina Jolie's words? Oh, she's really a good woman once you get to know her. Well, what they put up on air for the Grammys is that she's the horned evil witch from Sleeping Beauty, and that she's the mistress of all evil, placing a curse on a baby. This represents, Aurora. This is a good image to represent what mass media does to the youth. And the trailer ends with Maleficent saying, "There is evil in this world, hatred and revenge, ha 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 ha." This is now the new character that's being promoted by one of their goddesses, mm-hmm, as a Disney character for your children to look up to and to be fond of and to follow after in her footsteps. This is the promotion of evil. Out now.
As you have no understanding how to rule the heart of yourself or your children and keep it clean from pains and to prevent rejection and injury happening, be it in the slightest way or even the most overt ways with pedophilia and things like that, you are losing your children on a daily basis en masse to the satanic church, and that's why they're coming out to the New World Order. That's why they're totally coming out in your faces today.
Yeah,
because your children are already there. They're gone.
From Beyonce.
And you have no strength to stand against them. That's why the children will take over the world and to kill all their parents and everything else they can get their hands on.
Because from Beyonce's Beta Kitten performance to Katy Perry's Black Magic Ritual, we once again saw that important events are almost always used to brainwash the youth and to steer it in a specific direction. Why is it all about indoctrinating the youth? Well, as Katy Perry's song says, because once you're mine, there's no going back. So then the evening culminated with the church service, where they performed the pro-gay love song, Same Love. That's right, 33 couples came out. Madonna's holding a scepter, a symbol of power, as the grand priestess to bless the mass weddings. The performance takes place in a mock church complete with a gospel choir under which 33 couples are legally married. This is essentially what the Illuminati industry is trying to do, become the new religion of the masses, complete with televised mega rituals. And this crazy number, 33, keeps creeping up everywhere. We have 33, it was the 33rd floor that suicide happened in that J.P. Morgan
building, where the bankers supposedly committed suicide coming out of the building of J.P. Morgan.
And they just left them there for hours for everybody to, you know, gawk at.
That's right. And again, they want the effect. And then the sacrifice, the blood. And again, I want to remind you that in bulk this year on February 2nd, 2000, that's the second month of the second day in the Gregorian witchcraft calendar of 2014, is the 33rd day of the year. And you have 3 twos in that number too. And anytime they do their numerology, witchcraft, Kabbalistic incantation sorceries, when they repeat a number 3 times, that's the most powerful in their beliefs of incantation they can do in a number. And again, the number 2 means total separation from God. And it's all plastered over the number 11. And number 2 is plastered all over the Super Bowl, Abomination Bowl, and the Olympics.
And I just want to let you know, we have another link that will be up in the newsletter about the Super Bowl. It's not all fun and games. Along with the classic competition comes the sad aspect of human trafficking, where there are children that are missing and exploited. The average age of a sex trafficked child in the United States is 13 to 14 years old. The average pimp controls 4 to 6 children, makes $150,000 to $200,000 per year from each child. Okay, so I just want to let you know that. And then I want to end, so that will be on there. You have to understand what's going on, the sex trafficking, okay? That's going on at these Super Bowls. It's absolutely disgusting. And then the other part is that there is the message that the gay dude that was singing the song, he said, It's a message of equality. It's a message of tolerance, of compassion, to hopefully end homophobia, bigotry, fear, hatred that has been an institution here in America, and it made one step closer to the change that's so important in terms of following your heart, loving who you want to love. And I think that I thank the Grammys for giving us this platform, because 10 years ago, I don't think a song like Same Love would have been embraced on this level by any of the mainstream media, he says. The fact that radio got behind it, the fact that television got behind it, that the award show got behind it, it's a testament to where we're headed in this country.
There you go, Mitch Pacaud. You can do something about it. You can do something different. You're going to hate yourselves and your children right into necromancy, death, and Satanism. You got to make a choice.
And this petition is us making a choice.
Hallelujah. Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Keep looking up and keep looking up everything. Hallelujah.
False witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet.